Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking with Walter Bond, the keynote speaker for the fourth general session of the 85th National FFA Convention. And Walter, let's talk a little bit about your message that you shared with the members at convention. What was it that you really inspired them to do?
You know, it's really simple. You know, my background is sports, and I played sports until I was 31 years old. I was fortunate to play at the professional level, and I learned about development. You know, in sports, we always want our athletes to reach their potential, and I was able to do that as a basketball player. And my message for the FFA kids is to reach their potential. And in order to do that, I gave them the basic foundation on how that is accomplished. You have to be confident. You got to get in your weight room and work, and you got to have vision and dream. And if these kids can do that and stay focused on their dream, have good support systems, I talked about their five closest friends, and if they can do the basic fundamentals I laid out, they'll have success and live their dream just like I have.
And kind of talk about, because I was able to poke my head and listen to a little bit of your speech, and kind of talk about how you ended up becoming a motivational speaker.
Well, you know, I played college basketball at the University of Minnesota, and I never started on my college basketball team. And while I was in school, I kind of became the unofficial spokesman of the team. And we went around the Boys and Girls Clubs and churches and different groups. You know, they always wanted to hear from one of the players, and I became that guy. And so at the end of my career, my college coach, Clem Haskins, recommended that I become a motivational speaker. And, you know, when you're 21, 22, I was kind of like, yeah, right, whatever. It didn't make sense to me. I didn't realize it was such a huge industry. And I was fortunate to play 8 years of professional basketball. I broadcasted 2 years for the Timberwolves. And I really didn't like broadcasting. It was okay, but I didn't see it as my future. And I remember what my coach said, to be a motivational speaker. So, you know, one of the things I teach in leadership is that words are like a seed. You know, and the FFA kids can relate to that. Then my coach planted a seed, you know, in me at 21. And at 31, I became a motivational speaker 10 years later. And so I really credit my college basketball coach for recommending it. And, you know, without him saying that to me, I don't know where I would be right now. So I really, you know, just kind of stumbled into it. And I just thank God I found it.
And something else you really mentioned in your speech was that necessity to really believe in yourself and really follow your own dreams. And, you know, do you think it's getting more difficult to do that as we try and preach on practicality on our young people and really think of dreams that are really attainable and reachable? So then do you think we're kind of stifling their creativity and their ambition when we do that?
Well, you know, that's what leadership is all about, you know. So a high school counselor, principal, teacher, you know, they have to be careful. You know, you're dealing with the middle school age kid, high school kid that's dreaming, still developing. You know, my college coach said something that brought life. And unfortunately, you have leaders that can say things that will bring death, you know, to a dream, to confidence. You know, telling the kid that, you know, anything negative I think is so detrimental, even if the kid's being difficult, even if the kid's being, you know, for lack of better terms, a kind of a jerk in the class. You know, you still got to be careful because a word is a seed. So if you speak a negative word to a kid, that can grow just as powerful as a positive word can grow. So my message really to administrators, principals, teachers, is to be very careful what you say to a kid. You know, if you can't say something that brings life, encouragement, or strength, you know, be quiet. And it can be hard because I have three teenage kids, you know, and, you know, they can be difficult sometimes, you know, and they got attitude and talk them back and think they know it all. And so I don't want to be hard on the administrators. I do know that it can be difficult sometimes when kids are still trying to figure it out and develop, but you got to be real careful of what you say to a kid because it can bring life or it can bring death.
And Walter, was this your first experience speaking with a national FFA audience?
It's my very first one. I mean, it was 16,000 kids and, you know, a couple of parents sprinkled in and some, you know, adults and administrators, and it was awesome. I mean, you know, I had spoken to 13,000 about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, and today was my largest venue I've ever spoken for. So the kids were very enthusiastic. They were very receptive. You know, these kids are very bright. You know, this is our future's, you know, leaders of America. And some of these kids will stay in the ag industry. Some will just go into broad-based business. But I think FFA is an awesome opportunity for development. And, you know, you always hear adults saying, oh, kids don't get it. They don't get it. Of course they don't get it. And that, you know, they're still growing. And it's our job to make sure they do get it. And it's our job to change their perspective until they do.
And what do you think FFA's role in that is?
You know, just professional development. You know, as a motivational speaker, you know, I do 100 events a year. I go to all kind of conferences, and adults go to professional development conferences. And so FFA is an awesome opportunity for these kids to get exposed to professional development. It might have been the first time they heard a professional motivational speaker. I'm not sure you've had speakers at this conference, but, you know, I might have said one thing today that kid can remember the rest of his life. So I think the role of FFA is really creating these opportunities for development. And I wish there were other organizations, you know, that can embrace kids, because every kid's not going to be an athlete. You know, we have tons of, you know, I'm speaking at AAU's national convention in Hawaii to give you an idea of how big that organization is, and it's all about sports. But every kid in high school is not athletic, so we need to create opportunities for kids to get connected, engaged, involved, that might not be good at sports or even like sports. So I think FFA is huge, because if you have a high school with, you know, 2,000-3,000 students, you know, a very small percentage are going to be athletic. You know, so we need to create all kind of opportunities for kids to develop identity, confidence, self-esteem, self-worth, and be involved in something that can help them develop.
That's Walter Bond, the keynote speaker for the fourth general session at the 85th National FFA Convention from Indianapolis. I'm Spencer Chase.